Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, guys? Welcome into Hometown Ghost Stories, Cursed Possessions. For this episode, we're going to be talking about the Swansea Devil, a.k.a. Old Nick. Swansea is a city located in South Wales. At the center of the city is St. Mary's Church. There's been a church on the site where St. Mary's stands since the 14th century. In 1739, the roof of the church collapsed while a congregation was standing outside. After several renovations, the church was demolished in 1896, and plans were set to have the church completely rebuilt. The job of designing the new church was up for grabs. It came down to two architects, Sir Arthur Bloomfield and a local architect who had his eyes set on the massive job. Bloomfield was not a local, but he had quite the resume, designing dozens of churches across the country since 1858. Some of his more notable work included the Royal College of Music in London and the Bank of England. He was also the president of the Architectural Association. Predictably, the committee accepted Bloomfield's plans and gave the more established architect the job. And let's just say that the other man did not take this rejection well. The local architect took this rejection as a slight against his own talent. He was enraged that the city would choose an outsider to design the church instead of a local. For months, he stewed and devised a plan for revenge. When a row of cottages adjacent to St. Mary's went up for sale, the man took the opportunity to purchase all of them, knocking them down and then constructing a red brick building in their place. The building would be used as a local brewery's office building. Near the roof of this structure, pointing directly at St. Mary's Church, the man placed a carving of the devil with a grin on its face, stroking his black goatee. He had horns on his head, a thick tail, hooves for feet, and large, beady eyes. The devil was grinning and staring directly at the church. Upon its unveiling, in front of a shocked and concerned crowd, the man prophesied, "When your church is destroyed and burned to the ground, my devil will remain laughing." While this seemed like a direct threat, days, months, and years went by with nothing happening to the church. Old Nick just sat perched on the red brick building, staring menacingly at the building that he hated. St. Mary's would sit untouched for over 40 years and did not burn to the ground. That is, until February of 1941. The three-night blitz was an air assault from the German Luftwaffe during World War II. From February 19th to February 21st, Swansea sustained heavy bombing from German planes, part of the Nazi war effort to cripple coal export from the city. With Swansea's bustling port being a main target from the Nazis due to its ability to ship supplies in and out of Wales, the Germans were looking for the right time to strike. Due to some confusion between RAF and temporary Swansea GOR, there was effectively a ceasefire and no night fighters arrived to defend the city. The city center was left unprotected. Over the three nights of the Blitz, over 14 hours of enemy activity were recorded. An estimated 1,200 high-explosive bombs and 56,000 incendiary bombs were dropped, devastating the city. 857 properties were destroyed and over 11,000 damaged. Around 41 acres were targeted, killing 230 people, injuring 409, and 7,000 people lost their homes during the three-night blitz. The Luftwaffe forever changed the city during the three-night bombing campaign. The city center was effectively leveled, with long-standing homes and historic buildings being reduced to rubble. One of those buildings was St. Mary's Church. It was set ablaze by incendiary bombs during the attack. The smoldering roof collapsed, and what was left was merely a shell of the structure. Sitting across the street was a mysteriously untouched red brick building. The carved statue of the devil sat smirking over the burning ruins of St. Mary's. For the next 9 years, the Swansea Devil sat diabolically staring over the rubble of the church. The prophecy had been fulfilled. After the war, the church would be rebuilt in 1950 using Bloomsfield's original designs. Meanwhile, the Swansea Devil watched on from the red brick building, stroking his chin and smirking. His home would be sold to make way for the Quadrant Shopping Center, and the demonic statue vanished in 1962 without a trace. For 18 years, the devil was missing. In 1980, South Wales Evening Post started a campaign to recover the lost statue. Historian Rolly Davies tracked it down to an antique dealer's garage where Old Nick sat gathering dust. They brought the satanic sculpture to the Quadrant Shopping Center, where they planned to move the devil around to various locations throughout the building. But the devil always seemed to return to the same spot. Above the main entrance is the perfect vantage point to overlook St. Mary's Church. Members of the church were predictably uncomfortable with the devil's return to the neighborhood, and they petitioned to have the statue removed. To avoid conflict, the staff moved the statue away from the entrance. But when they would close up for the night, the statue seemed to make its way back to the main entrance, overlooking St. Mary's. In June of 2019, the devil was moved to the Swansea Museum, where he could be properly cared for. The curators have restored the Swansea Devil to his original glory. The curse, which destined the devil to always be looking down the church with his beady eyes, was not forgotten by the staff at the museum. They positioned the statue to face directly towards St. Mary, where the devil waits and watches for the day that the church burns to the ground again. When your church is destroyed and burned to the ground, my devil will remain laughing. I'm Jesse Wilkins, and this is Hometown Ghost Stories, The Swansea Devil, Swansea, South Wales. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome into Hometown Ghost Stories, Cursed Possessions. I'm Jesse Wilkins, and this was the story of the Swansea Devil, a.k.a. Old Nick. I am joined by Rob Coakley. What's up, Rob?
I can't wait to carve a statue of myself and perch it on a tree overlooking the final remains of wherever Dave is buried.
Perfect. And we're also joined by the final remains of Dave. What's up, Dave?
It's all that's left.
What's going on?
Not too much. And also on the show, we are going to bring in our resident expert on all things carved devils in South Wales. Welcome in, Captain McSlugs. How are you?
Welcome. I'm good.
Thank you for joining us. And we expect lots of expert takes on this cursed possession. So this one was a fun one, and this statue is creepy as shit. I mean, this carving was clearly like a spite object, right? He's just like, yes. I didn't get this job, so screw these people. And you know, you're obviously going to anger the locals when you carve Satan and perch him up next to the church, just overlooking. And he's got this menacing look, and he's just got this big grin, and he's stroking his beard, and the thing's pretty big. It's like 3 feet tall. And
I'm surprised nobody tried to tear it down. You know, people took their religion pretty serious back then, and for somebody to do something as blatantly disrespectful as that, I'm surprised that the town people didn't rally together and rip it down.
Right. That's probably why he put it up so high. You know, it was kind of not on the roof, but up towards the roof, kind of perched up there. There's one picture of it, which is included in the episode, but it's not not the clearest picture. Obviously, it's an old picture, but you kind of saw where it was. And this was, clearly out of spite. But he did prophesy. It's like a spite wall. There's a few of them. There's this one where this guy bought a house next to his ex-wife. I saw the story on the internet, and he just
had a huge statue of a middle finger that he put in his yard facing the wife's house and like, lit up overnight and everything. So people do this kind of stuff. This guy was obviously like he obviously took it very personal that he didn't get the job. It was Bloomfield. I called him Bloomsfield a couple of times in the episode. I couldn't edit and fix all of them. So, but his name is, it might be, there's one O, so it might be Blomfield, but I think it's Bloomfield. That was the architect that actually got the job. This guy's name, the spiteful one, he was a person, but they like he did exist, but his name has been lost in history. I would assume a lot of records got lost specifically in Swansea because the entire city center was flattened by the Nazis.
Just absolutely destroyed. Yeah. I'm all about spite things though. The spite wall, the middle finger one's like, meh, like that's just, eh. Like you can do better than that.
It's not a great story, but it's a relevant story.
Yeah. The wall building, like the spite wall that guy just built until he died. Like that's me. That's what I would do. Like this devil thing is something I would do. I would like, oh yeah, you don't, I am going to buy every property around your stupid church now. Thank you for the motivation to try to come up with this type of money as an artist somehow. And then I'm going to carve this dumb devil statue just to piss you off for the rest of your life and beyond. After my death, I am going to curse you.
So that, I mean, for not getting an architect job, he's already an architect. He could just go do another architect job. Isn't that what architects do?
Well, he did. He just so happened to do the architectural job right next to the church. So, I mean, the four cottages went up for sale. And he quickly was like, yep, those are mine. Bought all of them, knocked it down, built a building. The building was used by a brewery as their office building. So I would assume they were renting it, because if they straight up bought the building, they'd probably just take the statue down, especially if they're Christian, right?
Right.
But it was probably being rented. And he's probably like, you don't touch old Nick. You leave old Nick alone, because he's going to stare at that church until that fucker burns somehow.
And or they heard it was... Or they heard it was cursed and were like, I'm not touching that. I want nothing to do with that curse. Yeah, the curse is pretty serious back then too.
I could absolutely see that as well. And when he first made that statement, I guess he made it in front of a crowd. So it's like public record. This just because his name is lost to history doesn't mean that this is mostly like lore or legacy. I'm sure there's like some of it that's, or legend rather. I'm sure some of that's mixed in there. But when he made this announcement, it was in front of a crowd who were pretty shocked, because they thought he was going to be like, look at this great building for this brewery. But no, he's like, fuck that church. and they were all pretty shocked. But he made the prophecy, and the prophecy sounded like a threat. Like, this guy's nuts, right? Bought up these buildings clearly just out of spite. Put up this devil clearly just out of spite. I thought he would just burn the church down. I thought that was going to be the next part of the story, was somebody lit the church on fire. Turns out it was the Nazis, which is obviously... war, and that could happen. And obviously a lot of the city was destroyed in that. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I fully expected him to be the culprit behind destroying the church, and he wasn't. So it sat there for like 40 years. But again, there wasn't really a time frame put on this to where he's like, kind of like the Busby chair, where it's like, if you touch the chair, you're going to die. I don't know when, but it's going to happen, which is pretty much a guarantee anyways. But go ahead.
What I like about this curse possession is how specific it is, though. Like the Busby chair one is nice, as it killed everybody.
Nice story. Nice curse.
It's a nice story. It's a good story. But this is so specific. It's like, this curse possession was built with the intention to curse this specific building. And that's it. That's what it was made for. It wasn't made to curse like anyone who sat in the chair or anyone that possessed this necklace, or, you know, it was like, nope, built this for this. Also, go fuck yourself, church. And then I'm going to watch you burn, and the devil's going to laugh at you while it does
right.
And so that's all this is for.
There's a few elements which makes this prophecy specifically true. Obviously, what you just mentioned, where he specifically was like, this church is going to burn.
Right.
Also, the fact that he said it was going to burn. Now, obviously, during the three-night blitz, there were a ton of bombs dropped. We went over the specifics of it. So buildings were getting bombed, blown up, and there was also a ton of incendiary bombs. So the church specifically burnt to the ground. It wasn't like exploded by bombs. It was incendiary bombs that were dropped and it caught the thing on fire. Now, a lot of it was made out of stone, so there's still a shell of it left, but the roof itself burnt and it collapsed and it was useless after that. They had to flatten it and rebuild it from scratch. So that came true, which was it burnt specifically. The other part that came true was that the devil was going to be laughing as the church burns, and the red brick building was not touched by incendiary bombs or regular bombs. The building was perfectly fine. And yeah, it was right in the city center where most of those buildings got absolutely messed up. There were a few buildings that remained untouched. Ironically, the port was like relatively undamaged, which was actually the main target, was just to destroy the port. But the bombings actually didn't do a lot of damage to the port. But the city center got messed up. And that red brick building was fine. And the statue, which, by the way, is carved out of wood, did not burn, even with all those incendiary bombs going on or going off around it. And all that fire and all the heat. I mean, right there was the church ablaze, and that wooden, that little wooden structure, little 3-foot creature made out of wood, did not catch on fire. So that came true because he was left untouched.
It's amazing. Like that part's amazing that, you know, like stuff happens, places burn down on accident, but the fact that it was legitimately bombed and it's the next building and nothing happens to it.
Yeah.
Spreads in areas, like the way fire spreads in areas that are congested like that, you know,
right,
that are buildings are so close together, just unusual to have neighboring buildings like that not be affected, especially like it's not even like a natural like fire. It's a bomb, like a fire bomb, thousands of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's burning and destroying buildings all around it. Thousands of these bombs. And it wasn't just, you know, the Nazis didn't target the church. It just happened to also get destroyed. So it was by chance that this building didn't get touched. And it wasn't just one night of bombings. It was 3 nights of bombings nonstop during the night, actually. So they specifically, it was one night they'd attack, the next night they'd attack, the next night they'd attack. It wasn't during the day. So it's like a miracle that, with no pun intended, but it was like a miracle that that building didn't get burnt down.
Or so, a curse.
Miracle.
Exact opposite of a miracle. Yeah. So then you kind of go into phase two of it. So then it went missing, right? So the building got sold and they were going to build the Quadrant Mall there, a shopping center. And so once the building got taken down, the devil vanished, which, I mean, they just didn't know where it went for a while. For like 18 years, they couldn't find it. But they still knew about it. Like everyone knew about the Swansea Devil. And at that point, they're like, oh my gosh, this thing's cursed. Its prophecy came true. The church burnt down. I think it took them like 9 years to actually rebuild the church because the whole city center was a complete mess.
Right.
And eventually they, I can't remember the news outlet that they put out like a petition, like, hey, let's find this thing. And one of the guys that knew where it was actually like back in town or something like that. I'm getting that kind of story wrong. But anyways, they found it basically in like an antique seller's or an antique store's basement. And he was just sitting there collecting dust. So they went and picked it up and just brought it back to the mall. And they say that it moved around. Obviously, they had positioned it where it was once again overlooking the new St. Mary's that was rebuilt. And that's kind of cool. I think staff was probably just moving around. I don't think the statue was like moving on its own, like crawling back to go overlook St. Mary's. So that's the part that I think a little bit of legend gets mixed in. And it's probably some pranksters that are like, oh, let's put it back over the church to piss off the people at the church or something. But
well, it worked.
Because it did. Yeah.
They wanted that thing gone. The church wanted that thing gone, but the people of the town were like, absolutely not. You're not getting rid of this thing at this point.
Yeah.
Which I love.
This is kind of where the story ends, but I'm going to touch on one more thing. So eventually, I think back in like 2018 or 19, it got moved to the museum, which is still pretty close. I think it's like less than a mile away from the church. So it's not far. And the curators there did angle it, so it's still facing towards the church. But obviously, since it's inside a museum, obviously it can't physically see the church anymore. But it is still pointed towards it.
You don't know what kind of vision this thing has.
It's true. Apparently really crazy vision. Like if you look at the eyes on this thing, and the eyes is an important detail that I want to talk about. The eyes are like these, they're made out of glass now. And they're really like bugging out of his head, and they're kind of like a little crooked. So it's not exactly looking straight Mm-hmm. And the way that the smirk is, it's got its like hand on its chin or stroking its beard or whatever. The smirk, like as you look at it from different angles, it kind of looks like it has a different facial expression from whichever angle that you're looking at, which is kind of cool. So a couple things about this.
I just really hope you die first, Dave, so that I can just build one of these, just prop it up there. Just keep an eye on your stupid grave. Just this dumb devil stroking its beard. So yeah, I dare you to get out of that grave, you idiot.
Rob's like about that. To buy the grave right near Dave's grave. There's not even going to be a body there. It's just going to be a headstone, and he's going to put a statue there. Stupid ass.
So your grave will burn to the ground, Dave.
He's going
to
buy all the plots surrounding Dave's grave. And all the headstones are going to say Dave sucks.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
It's a great idea.
You're going to have to outlive me first, Rob. Keep talking Dave, shit.
Dave already cursed your chair, so
that's right.
Yeah, he cursed me not to win poker tournaments, and I won 3 out of the next 4 that I played in.
Yeah, but you just wait.
Yeah, but the one that you lost.
Oh, yeah, it's because of the
curse. It's a slow build. All right, it's gonna get better and better.
All right.
Yeah. So a couple things about the statue I do want to touch on before we kind of wrap this up, because that's kind of where the story ends. It's in the museum now, and who knows? But it did take 40 years for it to kick in the first time. Obviously, we got to wait for the Germans to try to take over the world again for that to happen again. But I don't think that's going to happen. They seem like they're pretty well behaved these days. But the couple things about the statue. So one thing is when they took it down,
crack about a plumber one time, and everyone jumps down my throat. You're just going to let him get away with that? He just gets away with that.
This was your chance. I was just doing the grave thing. Like, jump in there.
This is me jumping.
Germany does have a small track record of trying to take over the world.
They do. They get a
right.
Little bit,
they did try it twice. Anyways, with that being said, a couple things they noticed about this statue is when they took it down, they realized that the entire back of it was flat. Now, whether that was for mounting on the building or what, there is an idea floating around that this thing could have been a figurehead for some sort of a ship. I don't know if it'd be like a Viking ship or who would really want like a devil as their figurehead for a ship. But with if you go back to Viking times,
everybody,
a devil. I mean, I don't know if I've seen too many devils as the figureheads, but what Vikings would do back in the day was they would carve these really scary looking figureheads and they would mount it when they're going on raids for like the first sign of intimidation. You see a ship coming at you with something evil on the front of it. You're like, oh shit, that's even scarier than it was before. And so that was part of, intimidation. I just, going back to Viking ships and everything, I haven't seen too many with an actual devil as the figurehead, but I'm sure it wasn't impossible. Right?
You don't think pirates would want a devil as the figurehead?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we talk about pirates every 14 minutes on this show. I just assumed you would have went with...
Andrew, you're the resident expert on pirates. Can you recall any pirate ships with a devil as a figurehead?
No.
Not one. That doesn't mean...
How many figureheads can you recall off the top of your head?
Absolutely none.
Thank you.
You're a resident expert on pirates. Anyways,
I've never seen a pirate ship. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't.
Well, pirates stole their ship, so just have whatever figurehead was on it when they acquired it.
But maybe they carved. I mean, they did put up their own flag, so maybe they put up their own figureheads. Anyways, I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, like I said, they're meant to intimidate. They're meant to be scary, and what's scarier than a devil? So.
Do you know what a pirate is, Andrew? Like, you just don't know what that is either.
He asked me two very simple questions. I gave him two very simple answers.
Andrew quite proved himself to be an absolute expert on pirates. He's just maybe just not an expert on the figureheads, and that's okay. That's all right. It's fine. We can move on from that. That's not even the coolest part of the story. The coolest part of the story is we had mentioned that this thing has these big, you know, bulging. Glass Careful. Eyeballs now. It has these big bulging balls, right? Eyeballs. And they're made out of glass now, which is interesting because if you think of like a wooden statue, why wouldn't you just carve in the eyes? Why would you carve eye holes and then replace them with glass ones? I guess it did make it a lot more creepy. Real. Maybe. But if you look at old pictures of this statue when it was being moved, you can't really tell off like the one or two really old pictures of the actual brick building where it was originally mounted. But what you do have is pictures of when they found this thing in the museum and when they're escorting it back to go back to the quadrant. And if you look closely at these pictures, and I'll show them some of them on the screen here. If you look closely at these pictures, in every one of them, the eyes seem to be carved out, or they're damaged, or they're clearly not glass eyeballs. So I think that these glass eyes came after the fact. And this leads to questions. For one, why did they go with glass? But that's fine. But the more creepy thing is, somebody carved the eyes out of this thing. And I wonder if that was to kill the curse or something. Because why would you carve the eyes out of a statue? It's like a really creepy element to this story, and one that I haven't heard a lot of people cover. There isn't a lot of content on this thing, but I haven't heard a lot of people. I saw one YouTube video where they brought it up. I was like, holy shit, that's a good point. But you can see it in these pictures. And this is going to be after the fact. I apologize to you guys that I'm not actually showing you these pictures right now. But for people that are watching it on YouTube, or people that are listening to the audio, you can go back and check it out. We'll put the pictures over. The eyes have clearly been damaged in several of these photos. And then you have the current state of the statue is with these big creepy glass eyeballs. So that's something. So, and I wonder
a couple things on that. So if the eyes are damaged, how do you repair them? Right. You can't grow new wood. Right. So if it's carved out of wood and the wood gets damaged, what do? You carve them out and put in glass ones. That would be one thing. And then the other thing is,
I would counter that you can grow new wood.
Not out of the existing stump of dead wood that you carved this initial statue out of.
All right,
but well, yes,
there's certainly ways to
grow new wood. You know what I mean. And
there are certainly ways to repair it out of wood, but I agree completely with what you're saying. It's probably easier just to carve it out and then replace it. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe they gave the statue glasses so it could see better.
Nice.
Yeah. My other point was, if you're trying to kill the curse by carving the eyes out of it, why would you then put new eyes in it?
Because they're uncursed eyes. Okay. So I really think that either this was just them fixing the statue, but I think the more fun theory, and it's just so creepy that you carve the eyes out. The point of this statue was to stare at the church with its eyes, right? And for someone to carve the eyes out, it sounds like, all right, boom, you're not looking at this church anymore. Maybe it was someone who was trying to save the church from future attacks, and they're like, I'm going to kill this curse by carving out the eyeballs so this thing's never going to look at anything again. And we're going to give these big goofy eyeballs now.
Yeah. Like you said, it could be two different people. One person could have carved out the eyes, and then someone else could have put the glass eyes in afterwards and just trying to do something for it. Right.
So, just the absolute troll job of moving it back to look at the church again.
Love it.
I love it so much.
What these people in South Wales must be a ton of fun.
I need to move to Swansea, South Wales. Not Swansea, Massachusetts.
Nothing exciting there. Yeah.
No, just like the most disgusting ice cream place I've ever seen. There's a Daddy's Dairy there.
Oh, God.
That's real the name.
Sign.
Yeah, why is that what we named our ice cream place?
Jesse, my kids, every
time we drive by this ice cream place, we're going to get sued for slander here, but every time we drive by this ice cream place, my kids now repeat the way that me and the wife call it, which is my kids now go, Daddy's Dairy. And I can't help but laugh. Obviously, they don't know the joke, but it's just, oh, my God. What a name.
We should move on. I can't do it. It's awful.
I've never gone there. Apparently, it's fantastic ice cream.
Yeah, I'll never know.
I'm confusing the creepy sign with Mr. Peeper's ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah. No, Daddy's Dairy's sign is creepy just because it says Daddy's Dairy.
Yeah.
But I know which one. Is that one where he's like peeking over the?
Yeah, yeah. That's creepy too. Yeah.
Why is curses?
Cursed ice cream. Let's go back to the cursed ice cream.
That's pretty much it for the story. So it's a cool one. It's now obviously it's in a museum. So if you're in South Wales, you can go check out the museum. It was closed for a while because of reasons that other places were closed for a while. But I do believe that it's back open again, and so you can go check out the Swansea Devil yourself, old Nick. Go give a look to him. Look at his big glass beady eyes and check him out. So it's a fun one. It's just cool that the prophecy came true, and it's a very creepy statue. So
Andrew, would you like to tell us that you don't believe in this curse?
Well,
what is your take? You think it's cursed or not?
I think it's a cool story. But I mean, the whole city got leveled.
No, the whole city didn't get leveled.
Almost the whole city.
Old Nick didn't get touched.
Didn't get leveled, did he?
All right. All right, fine.
Did the curse, Andrew, did the curse not come true?
The curse did come true.
All right. Get fucked.
I never said I disagreed.
All right, Dave, what's your take on it?
It's impossible to, you could say you believe in curses, you could say you don't believe in curses, but it is impossible to deny the fact that somebody said, this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen. And those two things happened exactly the way they said they were going to happen. So you can't say it's not real. It happened, whether it was a supernatural curse or what. I mean, but there's literally nothing to make me say that this isn't real. There's nothing.
Love it. Rob?
When I carved this statue to put on this tree over Dave's grave, we will all believe in the curse of whatever I call that statue. Let's crowdsource the name.
I just hope that you're better at cursing things than Dave was.
My last dying wishes are going to be to be cremated and sprinkled on Rob's carpet. So I'm not going to have a gravesite.
That will be your gravesite. Rob's just going to put the carving on his fucking wall. And his wall's going to look even cooler.
Thanks a lot. Stupid robot comes in and ruins everything.
The statue's just going to, you got to mount the statue on top of the Roomba so it's always following around the last place that Dave was, which is inside your fucking Roomba. All
right. And just big glass case with a Roomba with a statue on top of it at the end of the day after it's all done. Yeah.
It can be done. I've seen Andrew put a lot of things on Roombas before. Andrew's our resident Roomba expert, and I'm not even joking.
Doesn't believe in Roombas. Never seen one.
Anyways, that's it. So what do you guys think? Drop it in the comments below. Do you think that this is a cursed item? I think I agree with Dave where like it is irrefutable that this prophecy came true. Do I think it's still cursed? No, because someone carved the eyes out for a reason. But it could be. And like I said, this is there isn't really a time frame on when it could happen. So if St. Mary's gets burnt to the ground again, I'm going to be like, all right, joke's over. You got to get that devil out of Swansea. Like, you got to get it to Rob's Roomba immediately. Laying in wait for the end of Dave. So that'll be my story. Anything else, gentlemen?
That's it for me.
I want to thank our resident Roomba expert, Captain McSlugs, for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go give him a follow on TikTok. You will be entertained, and you'll see some Roomba videos. There are a few in the timeline, right?
That's true.
So I like that he actually is an expert on like fires and how like a city could burn and like proximity to like other buildings burning. We asked him nothing about that.
He would have pretended not to be an expert, just like he pretended not to be an expert on pirates.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, we know you. Pirates got bigger heads.
It's fine. Keep your secrets. It's fine. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode of Hometown Ghost Stories. Every Tuesday, we are live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you like the show, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars is best, and leave a comment. We'll read it out on the show. If you don't leave a comment, we can't read it out on the show. And if it isn't 5 stars, you're an asshole. Also, make sure you sub to our channel and join us on Patreon if you want to give us some of your money. We put a lot of effort into these episodes, and it would be widely appreciated if you would just give us a ton of money every month. So think about that. Stew on that one. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we will we'll be back on Tuesday for another episode. And our next bonus episode is going to be another horror movie review where we are going to review
Bone Tomahawk
and Host. So if you haven't already, make sure you guys watch those episodes so you can keep up with the horror movie reviews. Captain McSlugs, Andrew, thank you once again.
It was a pleasure.
All right, gentlemen. We'll see you.
Peace.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.